Right. Yvette Stolen's interviewing June Smith on the 3rd of June 2015 at Halsey. June, tell me when and where you were born.
I was born in 1934 in Peterborough.
Okay, and what did your parents do?
Well, my father was a newsagent, stationer, bookseller, and my mother helped with that because he would be out at market quite, you know, almost every day.
Yes. And siblings, did you?
No, I'm an only child.
Okay. Mm. And what about your working life?
Well, of course, at first I was mum, but I was able then to go and work for the county council in the education department. And my earlier working life was in the telephone manager's office, preparing the telephone accounts in a very antiquated way now.
And where was that?
In Peterborough.
In Peterborough. Mm-hmm. So you've always lived there, have you?
No. In 1962, we went to Redditch for 4 years. And then in 1966, we moved to Kenilworth, where I still am, with my husband's job, that would be.
Okay. Mm. And tell me about Halsey, when you first came to Halsey.
Can't really tell exactly, but I was here for the 25th celebrations, so a little bit before then.
And why did you come?
Warwickshire and West Midlands had a weekend every other year, I think it was, and I started coming with that, and then got to know it and gradually came on our own, you know.
What do you mean, Warwickshire and West Midlands?
Well, Warwickshire and West Midlands got together, and we had this weekend.
What, English Folk Dance and Song Society?
Or no, dance just groups? The local groups, you know.
And it was dancers?
Or? Oh, folk, yes, we're folk groups, yes, yes. And, well, I've been coming pretty well ever since.
Yeah, so do you do folk dance?
I do, yes, yes. I'm only a dancer, I'm not in anything else.
No, and what about Playford dancing?
Oh, I love it all, yes. I've done American Square, I've done international. I even had a go at line dancing.
What's your favourite?
Difficult. I loved doing American Square, but then you really do need to have a regular partner, and when my husband died, that stopped. But then I absolutely adore the music for folk dance. It's so varied, and it really does get you going.
Yes. Yeah. So you came to Halsey early in the 60s?
It must have been late 70s.
70s,
I
beg your pardon.
Very late 70s, yes.
Yes. And did you come with your husband?
Yes, yes, until he died, you know. And then I came with a friend. And now I come on my own, and I can cope with that.
Yeah, so tell me about the changes then.
Changes. Well, I've always thought of Halsey as being my second home, because when you open that door, you know, it's so familiar. But going way back, you'd wander in, and you'd wander to the back, and you'd go and make yourself a pot of tea. And it was all rather, well, old-fashioned, I suppose, and really quite tatty. But because it was Halsey, it didn't matter. I didn't mind that I didn't have an ensuite in those days. And to a certain extent, I think we've lost some of that. I mean, obviously we had to update. But it's still struggling to a certain extent, of course, with the money. And I do think that the things that are planned are wonderful, although I don't suppose I'll benefit from them. But there are certain little things that, because we're going professional, I mean, I had to carry up my suitcases to my room. Now, in a hotel, you wouldn't do that. And I'm going to put this in the questionnaire. The coat hangers, I've thrown better away. And there are not enough, you know. But all of that, it doesn't take away the fact that I love coming here.
Yeah. So what brings you back year after year?
Knowing that every time I've come, I've always known that there's someone that I'll know. But possibly that's because on the whole, you tend to repeat the places you've gone. But this weekend that I'm staying for the weekend, I have no idea who will be here.
So tell me which course you're on.
This is the walking and dancing one with Alan Davis, yes. But as you can see, I'm not walking.
So tell me, do you have any sort of distinct stories or memories or events or occasions from your time?
Well, I'm a very low-profile person, so I don't really make much of a mark. But I do remember that in whenever it was the Halsey concert, the Lichfield concert for Halsey Manor, I met someone and we clicked. And for many years, we've been coming dancing. In fact, I sometimes think I've danced with her more than I've danced with my husband. But
who
now,
was that?
Gwen. Yes. But now I come on my own because I began to feel invisible. I was known as Gwen's friend. And I thought, I'm not that low profile. And there is a certain joy in coming on your own because you please yourself. You can go to bed when you like and so on. Mm-hmm. So it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And you always find a partner here?
Yes, because I'm always prepared to dance man. That is a bonus because my husband was a caller. I didn't have a partner much, so I learnt to dance man. And I'm sorry for the women who, because in the run of things, the ladies survive. When they come to be widows, they're dependent upon someone else to dance with them. Mm. You know, so that was a hidden bonus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm. And you say your husband was a caller?
At our club, yes.
And your club was called?
It's Milverton. It's nothing to do with the Milverton here, obviously.
Where is it near?
It's near Leamington.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. And for about 15 years, he was the only leader. So for that 15 years, I didn't have a partner, really. But we've got a lot now. Mm. Yes.
A lot of yes. So the folk club, your local one, has been going for some years then?
We're celebrating last year we celebrated our 60th. I was there for about 45 of them, I think.
Goodness. Did you ever go on tour?
We were twinned with Heemstede in Holland, So in outside Paris, and briefly with Brühl in near Cologne in Germany. Mm-hmm. But a lot with the Dutch. For about 25 years we were twinning with them, and really in the last, 10 years I suppose, it's only come to a stop. We're getting older, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about Sidmouth?
I've never been drawn to festivals. My husband and I went to Bedworth one year, and it annoyed me because everything overlapped. And I was cross that I couldn't do it all. I've been to Sidmouth for a day on a coach, you know, but I'm more of a Halsey residential type person than I am festivals, yes.
Yes. So what does Halsey mean to you?
Well, home. Yes, and I suppose really folk is my main hobby. Although I have to admit that this is the first dancing I've done since last July, but that's another story. And you can always, I'm confident enough in my dancing to be able to go anywhere and do it, knowing that I can cope. And that gives you confidence, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But I no longer drive for a start. And so I don't really go around visiting other clubs. Mm-hmm. And really, Milverton is the biggest one around us. So belong to that, you meet everybody pretty well. Mm-hmm. And I'm determined when I get home to go back again.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I've not met him personally.
Okay.
No. I know...
So that's Bonnie.
That's Bonnie. I know of Bonnie Sartin, yes, and of course I know a big connection. And my husband and I always enjoyed listening to the Yetis. Do they still?
Yes.
They perform, yes.
Yes.
But he wouldn't know me.
No.
And I've brought books for Cynthia for the library, as it happens, yes.
Yes, yes. Mm. Yeah.
But, I mean, I've made lots of friends, but none that really we keep together. You know, we don't meet up later. You just know that when you come back, someone will be here.
Mm. How long have you been a member of the society, June?
What, Halsey Manor?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't really know. Not properly all that long, actually. Mm. 10, 15 years, I don't know. Mm. Nothing to pin it to. Mm.
So thinking about the future, how do you envisage Halsey in, say, I don't know, 5, 10 years' time? What would be your ideal?
I wouldn't want it to change too much. All these plans, it's an awful lot of money, and I wonder if we can do it. But there's just one thing that I noticed on the list of the number one, you know, the first, second, third, fourth of the plans, was that the upgrading of the manor was number four. And I would have thought getting the ensuiting done was more of a priority than that. But I've this week here, coming again, after this long break of not dancing, I thought this is going to be, find out, am I still up for it? The legs work and the brain works, but the head's a bit, you know. But I'm determined to go back to my club when I get home. I tend only to go in the summer, you see. Don't like coming out at night. But I don't really know. I don't think all these changes will be in time for me. No.
Mm. We'll see.
We'll see. Mm. And I hope it doesn't change too much.
Okay, this is going to be my last question. Halsey Manor is now celebrating 50 years, and you will have seen a lot of those changes. What's the best thing about Halsey, would you say?
The best thing? Well, the fact of coming home and everybody's friendly, we all have the same interests, so straight away we click. I have to say, though, of course, that I come and meet my own generation. I wouldn't be able to cope, I don't think, with Hot House. Yes.